exciting time for me to get to talk to you because I'm a fan. I've seen you guys probably twice outside of Lexington, but saw you at Key West Songwriters Festival a few years ago. And so I'm y'all's age. My wife is from y'all's neck of the wood. You all are from Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Tell me about Sunday Best and how you all got your start in the heart of Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, Sunday Best, the name was formulated 2010. Nicholas and I pretty much grew up together doing sports, and we went to different elementary schools and middle schools, and then we both ended up at the same high school at Prestonsburg, and music was just really prevalent in both of our lives growing up, mainly in church. That was kind of the first place I ever performed, I would say, you know, where music was a regular part of life. You know, I would be in church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and my dad led our praise and worship team, and I played the drums. So
I think that speaks sort of specific to your songwriting style. That level of intimacy that you have about songs, about real things that happened in your life, people really connect to that. And I think that is something that speaks to small town life in general. So I want to let folks know that, hey, this is going to be a great family-friendly show coming up on Friday night. Being around folks that know every single word to every single one of your songs, talk about how powerful that energy is in a room or an amphitheater or an outdoor show where that energy just exists as passion for where you call home.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The first original song that we kind of threw out there and would play at our shows was Home. That song continues to resonate with people not only in Eastern Kentucky or the state of Kentucky, but really anywhere in the world at this point.
That's right.
It's been such a blessing to see our music and our songs continue to reach different parts of the world, and to even be able to say that, being from a small town, it's pretty incredible. It doesn't get lost on us. That's one thing I think that, you know, from the beginning, you know, our songwriting was reflective of where we're from and how we were raised, and kind of not losing sight of that. But we've always lived in Kentucky. And I think that from the get-go, it really just resonated with people because it felt and spoke of things that are familiar. And to me, I think that's what makes, you know, our live show so special is because of that. If you listen to us, you know, online or however you stream music, to see us live and in person it's different.
It is.
Of course, you know, and I think that's what makes live music so special and worth going to, is because of that fact. But it's different. You know, I play a box drum, which is called a cajon. The one I play actually was custom and hand-built by my brother. That makes it even more cool. But, at the root of our music, it's an acoustic guitar and the cajon. You know, we started out just the two of us, and it'll be the two of us tomorrow night. So